We'll hear about those now, because the Laois Offaly Fianna Fáil TD and Minister of State Sean Fleming has today called on the GAA and other sporting organisations to cancel all sporting fixtures in the counties of Laois, Offaly and Kildare. He was speaking on Midlands 103 this morning. Let's hear what he had to say.
I think we have to eliminate and just not proceed from this weekend, including this weekend, any unnecessary contacts. And I know everyone in the GAA community and other sporting activities, there are dozens of matches planned, you know, in every county involving hundreds of players this weekend. And there are some outbreaks in those areas. And I would ask the county boards or the GAA nationally in relation to these three counties to consider postponing all activities, you know, for a while until we get firmer news on this, because I'm involved in the GAA myself, and I know players who don't want to go to matches because they're coming home to live with their parents who are vulnerable. I know officials who don't want to attend matches because of the same reason, and I think we have to take a proactive step on that. It'll cause a major upset to the GAA fixtures that are planned that every club is involved in throughout the counties, but I think there is a case immediately for the county boards to consider postponing all these events, because there are hundreds of people going to be in close contact with each other during these matches this weekend in every county. And I think that's something we have to put on hold for the moment.
That was Sean Fleming speaking to Midlands 103. Well, Sean Fleming's Fianna Fáil colleague Barry Cowan, his party colleague, called on people not to knock one another down with calls to stop public events from going ahead and simply to follow public health advice, he said in a tweet this morning. Well, I spoke to Barry Cowan a short time ago and I asked him his reaction to those comments from Sean Fleming and others calling for the cancellation of sports events this weekend.
I think in the first instance we have to wait for NFET and the government to meet, and I believe they're meeting presently. They in turn will speak to the cabinet later if there's any recommendations emanating from that. I've spoken this morning directly with the health minister. I've been in touch with Cara Cuisine, one of those affected in my own constituency. The issue is not necessarily centred on them, as they've only 9 cases and they're continuing to test. They're not closed, doing a full test again on Sunday. But it's about the surrounding counties that have been mentioned, where 3 different factories have been closed and many residents of Offaly work in those areas. So look, I know that the rate per 1,000 in Offaly and in those adjoining counties might be far greater than it had been in Dublin, that people find hard to understand why there was no lockdown there, proposed lockdown there. I appreciate the inconvenience that this causes, but that has to be measured against the threat to people's lives, and it's a no-brainer for me. You know, I have my own elderly mother is seriously ill in hospital. My brother is another vulnerable patient in hospital. They're my priority, as is the well-being of my constituents. It's as simple as that. And I'll be guided by the public health experts who act in all our interests. It's, that's the way it is. That's the way it has to be.
What would you say then, though, to your colleagues who are coming out in advance of any public health advice and issuing their own advice in relation to GAA matches and so on?
You know, look, I don't speak for the GAA or any other organisation. I'm an elected representative that have been given that opportunity by the public, and I wish to represent their interests, all clubs, all organisations, all representative bodies. And, you know, I am directed in these instances, in these situations, by the health, public health experts whom act in all our interests. And they will make their observations known, they will make their deliberations known in relation to the relevant figures and expertise that is available to them, and make recommendations that I would expect to be accepted in the interest of public health and safety. You know, vulnerable lives matter here too. You know, our first priority and our only priority is the public health of our citizens, all our citizens, young and old. And that's my priority, and that should be everybody's priority. We don't need to be knocking one another down as to what should be closed and shouldn't be closed. People are given that responsibility. They make recommendations. We accept or reject on the basis of that recommendation.
And one of the questions, I suppose, that people will have today in those affected counties is whether, for example, visitors to nursing homes should be restricted now as a precautionary measure. Is that something
you think
might be wise?
Yeah, well, listen, you know, the indications as laid bare to me earlier today would indicate that this is not yet in the community, but it is in grave danger of getting into our community. If it gets into our community, we might well lose control of it. When we lose control of it, people lose their lives. So we have to, you know, act in the best interest of those people that are vulnerable, and we have to intercept that process, and we have to be sure and certain that we are doing what is the advice of public health in this scenario, and I accept and will be guided by their recommendations in the interest of those people that I represent to ensure that their lives are saved, that their lives are protected. You know, there's great cost and great inconvenience, of course, associated with that, but we've come through such difficulties as that in the past, as difficult as they were, and we come through them again. But our interest has to be that of our fellow citizens, especially those that are vulnerable. And if that means no visits to nursing homes or to hospitals, so be it in their interests.
The Taoiseach gave a number of interviews in a number of different newspapers today where he suggested that possibly localised lockdowns is something that could be considered. What would you think about that, just given that there has been such an elevated number of cases in your own constituency and in your own general area?
If that's the recommendation, if that is a solution and can be a preemptive strike against this becoming rampant in our community, of course we will look at and accept the recommendations if they're of that nature. I've no problem with that. As I said to you, it does cause huge inconvenience to our economy, to our local communities, but ultimately we're there in this instance to protect lives and to help and protect people, and that is our
okay, but what about the practicalities of something like that, though? I mean, you've got a lot of people who commute from counties like Kildare and Offaly and Laois into Dublin and West as well.
Well, I mean,
every day.
Justin, as many answers as we'd like to have at this stage, I just ask people to be patient, to be cautious, and to hear the advice that emanates from today's meetings, which is ongoing. And I'm sure all those issues will be addressed and addressed properly and efficiently to help and assist those who wish to attend work, especially those in essential services whom were allowed pass between counties and to their place of work in the past, and can do so again. But ultimately, I'd ask people to be vigilant and to be conscious of the recommendations that emanate from this meeting, and please adhere to them in order to ensure that we protect lives and we help those that are vulnerable.
That was the Fianna Fáil TD Barry Cowan speaking to me a short time ago.